talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Tracker boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. Lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side,
good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up February 2nd through the 4th. At the North Charleston Convention Center, and we're down to our last 20 booths for sale. So if you happen to own a high-end home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners and you'd like some information about creating a lot of business for yourself in 2024, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call and we can help you out with that. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Linda Greenberg of Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Also, Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And finally, James McLeod with Cloud Glass and Works. And they're a highly specialized lighting company located in downtown Charleston and also in Massachusetts. But these are some blockbuster interviews we've got lined up for you today. So hope you can stay tuned for the entire show. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm great. I hope you are, Tim.
Yeah. Linda, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design.
Well, we're a full-service design, build, outdoor landscape company. So we do everything. Anything that you can imagine for your outdoors, we can create it and make it come true.
Excellent. Okay, good deal. And I remember meeting, the first time I met you was you were, Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design was involved with one of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's designer homes a few years ago.
Yes, I remember that, Tim. I want to be correct on the number. I think I've created 7 of the symphony houses.
Wow.
Well, Symphony House Garden Tours. So I was the sole gardener for all of those, and it's a fundraiser for the symphony, which I'm really passionate about giving back to, everything that makes Charleston special.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how long has Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design been around?
I started working. The name changed in the beginning. I was with my son. It was Green Earth Landscapes back in the day before I became like what I would call a true business in 1996. And then I changed it when my oldest son went to college. I changed it to just, that's why it's such a long name, Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. It was just me in a truck with some, you know, pruners and boots and shovels in the back of my car, which I still have, by the way, everywhere I go, even if I'm in an evening gown, it's in the back of my car.
Well, that's great. So, how can Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design help homeowners? Can you give me an example of some of the different projects that you folks have worked on?
Yes, absolutely. Well, other than the Symphony Homes, which is always a feather in your cap, I do a lot of luxury low country gardens for people who are. You know, they have a home and they want to have a what I would call a low maintenance, low country garden. So they show up and enjoy 365 days a year. But it also, you know, a garden has to be a reflection of the home, the home's architecture, the client's lifestyle. And of course, the budget would come into play. But I like to connect the spaces so it feels very cohesive from the front, from the time literally you arrive until the time you're in the back with a cocktail in your hand. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? Does it feel comfortable? Is it a good flow?
Does Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, do you folks focus on just certain elements or could it be hardscapes and statuary? And where are there any particular limitations?
That's a great question. No, we can do anything and everything that you can imagine for your back door, and for your back outdoors. I design pools, but I don't install them. And other than that, we build anything you can imagine for the outdoors. So I typically start with the perimeter plantings of a garden and then work inward. So if you need hardscapes, like if you're going to do a fire pit, like the fall is a great time of year to enjoy a fire pit area and maybe some outdoor dining patios or an outdoor kitchen where you can enjoy spending, you know, extensive time outside even after the sun goes down. You know, it's just a really relaxed, comfortable feeling. And again, whatever goes on the outside of the house has to feel like it's a natural part of the flow of the interior. So if the, like, for instance, if the client has favorite colors, I like to know that. I typically, once I walk inside their house, I can see from different windows or doors that would lead to the outdoors that would be what I would call, you know, the garden that they see every day of the year when they're home, and not that they even have to be outside. It just becomes a part of the home itself, and the surroundings in there no different than art or drapery or rugs or things of that sort.
Gotcha. Does Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, do you folks work more on new construction projects versus maybe backyard makeovers?
No, I mean, actually, I'm across the board. I work in any budget, and I also work in any type of home. This year, I would say in the last year and a half or so, I've been doing a lot more either brand new homes, you know, brand new builds, or people who have renovated a home. They bought them, and they want to embellish what's there and make it more, you know, more sexy, more low country lifestyle. Again, I really play up the low country lifestyle. A lot of my clients live out of, you know, out of town, and they come into town here and there and to enjoy it. So typically they come at what I call the best times of year to be in Charleston, which is typically spring and fall. But I enjoy my outdoor space every day of the year.
Yeah, and that's possible, especially if you manage to find if your house is positioned where you could maybe get a nice breeze going through there and keeps the bugs away and things like that.
Absolutely, Tim, and that's one of the benefits of meeting with like a landscape designer like myself. It typically starts with an on-site consultation, and I meet the client at that point, and we walk and talk about what their dreams are. And I also take in a lot of consideration, you know, what I would call the functional aspects first. That would be drainage, irrigation, grading, lighting. What is it going to be down the road? And, you know, for whatever reason, I've been blessed with the gift of being able to walk onto a project and just kind of see it finished in my head about what goes where. But one thing I think that sometimes is overlooked is what I would call your borrowed landscape. And that is maybe your landscape of your neighbor that you can't control, but it affects your garden. Maybe it's an overgrown shrub or a basketball court or something maybe not as attractive or something as wonderful as a majestic live oak. And then you borrow that landscape, or either you add privacy so it disappears. Mm-hmm. And there's many ways to do that. So, and you talked about airflow, which is very important to have a nice, everybody wants a nice little breeze, a little sip of something, wonderful outside, just enjoying your space. I truly believe that God lives out there. I take a lot of pride in paying attention to what I call the spirit of the space, the way the garden is laid out naturally without the embellishments that anybody, including myself, could put there. But basically the setting, is it on water? Is it a tight space like a courtyard downtown? What does that look like? If you want to say the aesthetics of the home, not just the architecture, but the aesthetics of the space, what does it feel like? What do I want it to feel like when it's finished? If it's not a reflection of the client, we try to create that.
At Linda Greenberg Landscape Design, you folks are really creating extensions of the inside of the home, creating outdoor rooms and the like. Would that be correct?
Tim, I could hug your neck. That's exactly right. And outdoor rooms really, it plays into every generation. You can have something for everything from, your parents to come to visit, your grandparents or grandparents, or your children. Dog play area is important. The usability of the space is really important. So, yes, we do a lot of garden rooms, and most of the time the flow from one room to the next and what are the views from the interior to connect you to those spaces. There's almost like a sense of mystery. Let's say you wanted to do a meditation area, then I would create, a lot of privacy in there. Maybe water features are very important. I think you mentioned statuaries. I typically include fire and water elements in each of my gardens. I like both of those. I think it's a nice balance, and it's close to earth, literally. So the water would add, a noise that it would and a nice ambient noise. And very soothing and calming. So when you're next to that, it really kind of relaxes you so that it makes you want to spend more time in the garden spaces. And then, of course, the fire pit could also be more meditative, or it could be more enjoyable as a family to sit out and really kind of invite you to have deeper conversations. And statuaries and oversized planters filled to the brim with colors, textures, forms, fragrances, all of that is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important aspect.
Yeah, I especially like water features because with Charleston growing so much, there's always the invasion of noise pollution from different roadways and things like that, and the nice trickling sound of water kind of zeroes out that those outside noises you don't really care to hear.
It does. It overshadows, and it really creates, it takes away, when you take away noise from, traffic noise or even neighbor noise, maybe they have children and you're single, it can really create that space, like you said, with a nice trickle of water, or in a lot of spaces, not just because they're small, no matter how big or large. I always say go big or go home. I'm really big about size. Dimensions and scale. So I think some people feel because they have a tiny space that they need to have tiny furniture and tiny water features or statuaries. Well, that's just simply not true. There's a lot of things to be taken in consideration with small spaces. Let's just say you have a small courtyard, even if it's like let's say a 12 by 15 or a 12 by 20. You put the same elements in a small garden courtyard as you would a large 2-acre property. You can do all of that. As like you were saying, the ambiance of that trickle, the water is very soothing. it makes you want to linger longer in the garden.
Yeah. If someone is building a new home, very often they need to submit landscape plans to the HOA for them to approve.
Yes.
Does Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, do you folks create those plans for those HOA approvals?
We do. I do that myself. Typically the step process is after I meet the client, the on-site consultation, every ARB or HOA has their own rules of what plants they like in their neighborhoods and what is expected as far as the quality and the type of plant materials and just the look itself, the aesthetics of it. So I worked with quite a few of them in the Charleston area and Charlotte, by the way. I work in both cities, but Charleston's my home now. So I try to keep it here. But it's very important to get that on-site consultation because it gives you all of the functional and beautiful aspects of what will be coming. And after that consultation, depending on how many hours and what the client's desires are, I go back and do a scale design along with the plant key, and then I turn that over to my client to submit to the ARB, and then I can work as a liaison on behalf of that client if they have any questions and that type of thing. But once we get the approval from the ARB, which most of the time we do, well, matter of fact, all the time we do, when we do get that, then I go back and do a free estimate for the clients, a free estimate, and then we contract, and then once we contract, me and my team, we do. Typically, I like to work on garden at a time, so you get more of a personalized, I'm going to say a personalized garden experience from me. And I know it's Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and I always, just do the LGLD just for simple, communications. But yeah, we're full service. So whatever the client needs, we do it mm-hmm. to make them happy. And also the most important thing is starting with the functionality. People get kind of pulled in with buying a beautiful flower or a beautiful, tree or shrub or something. And before you go spend all this money that may or may not work in the areas that you're planting, there's so many things to be taken into consideration. Is it sunny or shady? What's the lay of the land? Is there, are there deer in the area? Is it low-lying water? There's so many things to take in consideration. And those are the notes that I make on my initial consultation. And I discuss that at length with the clients so that they understand the process. I educate them so that they don't have to ask questions. And I hold their hand through the process because things change. During time, we may start off with these, like a set of ideas. And then by the time the garden's finished, the client may have changed their mind two or three times.
Mm-hmm. Obviously a plan is required if you're building a new home, but for people that have an existing backyard, an existing home, how important is it for Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design to create that plan for the homeowner?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful, it's like, it's a plan that you can literally phase that. So, typically, having that, you can plan that garden out for 20 years. And it really helps because it's a cost-effective measure of making sure you're not throwing good money away on plants that won't work in the end, or that may not be the best plant for the area, or it may not even be a plant. It may, like you said earlier, maybe it's a water fountain or a patio that connect the spaces that invite the client to enjoy their space more. I want people to love their home and garden. I want the garden to make them feel happy. Mm-hmm. That's really important, to be happy and relaxed and enjoyable, wherever that may be. And no matter how small or large, it's important because people really need to have that respite from the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it adds value, Tim, to a home, which typically it's the national average for a new garden is 18-20% value increase of your home. So if you fill in the blanks, whatever that is, but that should be able to include everything with drainage, irrigation, any kind of large perimeter plantings and that type of thing. And then you embellish the, putting in plants in planters or statuaries. Those are usually the last thing. It's almost like making the cake. You know, mm-hmm. you start with the cake and then you ice it and then you put the pretty stuff on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the common mistakes you've seen homeowners make? Because a lot of homeowners will tell you they have a green thumb or they enjoy working in their backyard, but they obviously don't have the knowledge base that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design has. What are some of the common mistakes you've seen homeowners make?
Oh my gosh, I've seen everything. And that's a great question, Tim, truly. Well, I've been in business, like I said, for 27 years, since 1996. So I've seen a little bit of everything. Typically, I think people in general are drawn to plants and they buy things that may or may not be appropriate for their home. And they might plant a tree when they buy it, it's small, and they don't pay attention to like the mature size of that. And it can be future problems. And the plant does exactly what it's supposed to do, but later they'll have to remove it. So to me, that's not only time and money wasted, but it's a disappointment. You have to take down a perfectly healthy plant or tree and start over again. So it's really kind of an investment to have the plan to start with so that you can always refer to it. There's always alternative plants that could be changed up. But once you have, you know, a cohesive plan, you can operate on that. Like we were saying, you could do phases forever. But as far as I've seen everything, I've seen hardscapes that were not installed properly. They had poor construction materials or poor laborers or installation methods that were used that devalued the property rather than added value to the property. And that's really important because people, you know, money is, you know, it's important. It's an investment. A garden is a big investment in not just your lifestyle, but in your home and the return on that if you should ever sell your home. And most people want their home to feel good while they're there. But if you're even looking at a home, it's the biggest investment that most people will make. So, you know, why throw good money away when you can just start with a good plan and just work it when time permits? But we've seen everything. People who made, they bought cheap. They bought cheap labor. They bought cheap materials, and they don't age well, and they don't perform well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the green thumbers will tell you that they, you know, they probably would prefer a more low maintenance type backyard than something that they have to work at every single day. How does Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design help create those low maintenance type yards?
Absolutely. That honestly is a great question. It's every person's different. Every house is different. Every garden's different. So I'm really trying to get into my clients' heads on how much most people want to show up and have their garden look good 365 days a year. So that's my goal. Typically, when I know that someone likes to work in their garden, I like to have pockets of areas that they work in and then create the garden where it looks good, you know, again, all year long, and only small areas for them to be, if I don't want to say forced to, but obligated to work in to keep it looking optimal through the year. And typically that's seasonal plantings, or some people want a vegetable garden or herb gardens, and depending on their lifestyle, if they're cooks or whatever, you know, first of all, you know, if it's like an herb garden or a vegetable garden, you want that close at hand so that they can get to their kitchen in and out faster. They don't have to walk around, you know, all through the garden to get it. Of course, placement on that is everything. Citrus is a big thing here. You know, people like their fresh limes, fresh lemons, oranges, grapefruits that's, you know, can be grown, which is fantastic. It offers a multitude of possibilities for the client. So most of my clients want to show up and have it look good year round. But when I have those clients that want the pockets, I create small enough pockets that it's not a job for them.
Gotcha. So, we're in football season. We've got the holidays, and the cooler weather that people will maybe be gravitating toward their outdoors a little bit more. Talk about how you can help homeowners with outdoor entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time of year everybody likes to celebrate. They get with family and friends more often. It's more, they're more homebound because of the cooler days. typically in general. So I really like to play up that family gathering or family and friend gathering areas, like the outdoor kitchen with maybe a fireplace by it or a fire pit. And then, of course, you know, I love the water elements just to be able to view that and hear that as well. So expanding on those, creating really pretty places for them to dine. Outdoor dining is big. Outdoor just conversation areas. I do quite a few of outdoor conversation patios. And also a lot of my clients now since COVID, and they like to work from their homes. So I create outdoor offices where they can still enjoy the birds and, you know, like butterfly gardens and pollinator gardens. Maybe that's a better way to say it, because butterflies, hummingbirds, bees, you know, that's really important. And it creates an ambiance as well. Most people like those in their garden because it makes it feel almost like a fairy tale when they're out wherever they are.
Well, I'm sure when you're talking to your customers, the one of the, you know, one of the questions that they want answered is, how long will this take for you to install? What's the turnaround time generally?
Yeah, so before I go to that, I left out outdoor lighting. Outdoor lighting is really critical to uplighting, not just like bright lights, but ambient lighting, where you know, you would light up a live oak tree, just the bark, maybe uplighting it, downlighting it, transitional spaces for getting out in the space. Christmas time, even Halloween and Thanksgiving are great times to add, you know, extra lights to tree trunks and things of this sort to make it a little more festive or inviting outdoors. And the question you just asked me, tell me what that was again.
Oh, how quickly can you
turnaround.
Give me my beautiful new backyard.
Yep. So let's say we meet today, and depending on how complex the design is, typically there's about a 3 to 5 week turnaround, especially if ARB is involved. It could be more. Usually I'm waiting on the HOA or ARB more than they're waiting on me. They're not waiting on me. So let's say they have the okay from that. And depending on the complexity, if there's hardscapes involved, and I'm going to say a full garden for the sake of this conversation, I would say between three to eight weeks is a good typical 3 to 8 weeks.
Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design?
Yeah, please visit me on it's www.lindagreenberglandscapedesigns.com, or they could visit Houzz, www.houzz.com, and go to my portal, Linda Greenberg, all E's in Greenberg, Landscape and Design, and it will show them all of my capabilities. Again, 27 years of this. I was talking the other day with my husband, and for sure I've created over 600 gardens in my career, and probably literally more, close to 1,000. This is just very conservative. And I have well over 100,000 hours in design and install. So I do both. And I would consider myself more of a gardener than a landscaper, even though my company says landscape and design. But we pay attention to details. So maintenance is real important in a garden. I would recommend fertilization at least 3 to 4 times a year, depending on your garden and what plants go in there. And also trimming, pruning, fertilization, mulch, you know, soil refresh as needed. Those are really critical. And that may be another session, Tim, that we have to do. But that's how to get in touch with me. My phone number is still I'm a Charlotte girl, but now I'm a Charleston girl. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. My phone number is 704-995-7173. And that is my direct line. And my email is linda@lglandscapes.net.
And you can always find Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. And now we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. How you doing, Dan?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan, you take a moment and tell everyone about Bath Tune-Up.
Yeah, sure. So what I like to describe us is a white glove service from start to finish. We'll do anything from tub to shower conversions, simple tune-ups, just, you know, if people want a new vanity, new mirror, new light, something like that. Or we'll do take it down to the studs fully custom, you know, and whatever the customer wants.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep.
And in bath tune-up, this is a franchise, so there's other bath tune-ups around the country, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. We're throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Gotcha. What comes to mind from a homeowner's point of view is, you know, and I have experienced this myself, other homeowners probably have, where you hire a contractor and then there might be a problem or an issue down the road, and you can't find that contractor. That's seems to be one of the advantages of working with a company like Bath Tune-Up. You've got you've got kind of a Bath Tune-Up headquarters that you could always turn to if there was a problem.
Yeah, 100%. There's full support by the home office. You're never going to run into an issue of the contractor disappearing or anything like that. We will always show up. And listen, it's a, you know, renovation projects. You'll hit some bumps in the road. But our promise to the homeowner is that we'll be fully transparent. We'll fix whatever's wrong. And we'll always provide a solution.
Gotcha. Well, is Bath Tune-Up one of the companies that, promises like a one-day turnaround, or talk a little bit more about the remodeling process with Bath Tune-Up?
So that's a difficult question. I will say that we can do stuff in one day. Basically, if our competition is saying that they can do one day, that's going to be a tub-to-shower conversion, generally speaking. We can do that in 2 days, basically, because I would ask if they're going to change out the valve in the wall. We always change out the valve in the wall just because we don't know what was installed, if it was installed properly, if there's water damage behind the wall. So 2 days is the minimum. And also if they're saying that it's one day, they might be putting a skin over what's already existing, I would never recommend doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think people kind of get that mentality that they get from like HGTV, where, you know, the entire project is wrapped up in 30 minutes. And we certainly would like it to be wrapped up that quickly. But the reality is it's just there's not a lot of good that can come out of speeding through a remodel project.
Yeah, exactly. You do not want to speed through this. This is your house. You're going to be in the bathroom every single day. You do not want to rush through this. Also, what I'll speak to HGTV is there's a reason why it's on TV and everything's not, as it seems to be. Some of it's true, but you know, some of those budgets that they come up with, I have to laugh because the concrete costs that much.
Yeah.
And they're saying the whole project costs that much. You know, you got to be careful with that.
Right. So bathrooms are wet areas, and sometimes the bathroom remodel is being done because the homeowner has experienced a leak. What does Bath Tune-Up, how do you folks handle situations where like the subfloor might be rotted?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. We run into this quite a bit, and we use that as an opportunity to rip out that wood rot and start fresh, you know, so you have a brand new foundation to build upon. Where, you know, sometimes homeowners kind of bury their head in the sand and they're like, I'll get to that later on. No, you should fix it now because you could have mold back there, could be adverse health effects. So what we want to do is we want to get in there, brand new foundation, and build upon that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And does Bath Tune-Up do any work out beyond a bathroom?
Nope, we're just bathrooms only. So we specialize in bathrooms. That's what we're good at, and we stick to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. As the bathroom remodel is going on, what will homeowners experience? What will the homeowner experience be? And you mentioned when we started the interview that you offer a white glove service. So talk about how your how the workers interact with the homeowners. The homeowner is most likely not moving out of the house while the project is going on. So what will the homeowners be experiencing while bath tune-up is there?
Yeah, so basically the homeowner deals with me directly throughout the whole process. We'll have workers in there, throughout the whole renovation, but they'll always be going through me if any issues arise or any questions that they have. I'll be in constant contact with them throughout the day, send them pictures every single day that we're in there. And I'll also be on the job site every day, or one of my workers will be, just to make sure that we're progressing as we should be and we're staying on time. But yeah, basically just constant communication and making sure our schedule is correct and moving forward properly.
Mm-hmm. What about does bath tune-up put any kind of floor protection down?
So yes, that absolutely. If there's carpeting, we'll throw plastic down, or I'll make my guys wear booties in the house. That's always top of mind to protect the homeowner's belongings and house when we're in there.
And a friend of mine told me this a long time ago. People who decide to live in their house while a remodel project is going on, he calls them dust eaters. So does bath tune-up tape off the space so that dust is not going to permeate the whole rest of the house?
Yes, of course. Yeah, especially during demo day, we'll block off the bathroom completely. So, the dust can get over everything and, again, can have adverse health effects. So we'll definitely need to contain that dust in some way. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, depending on the space, we'll tape up the door with some sort of plastic to keep it in.
Gotcha. What about selections? Does the homeowner, how does the homeowner choose if they decide they want tile or how do they decide on the plumbing fixtures and the toilet, new toilet and sink or new tub that might be going in that space?
Yep. We have specific vendors that we deal with where they can go through me. I can show them many selections via, my laptop when I'm in the house. Or I can send them into one of my tile vendors and they can go pick out the tile that way. Mm-hmm. If they're not looking to do tile and they want an easier clean, we have different vendors for that as well. Generally a little cheaper than tile and easier to clean if they want to go that route as well. But we have every single option under the sun that is available to them. It just depended on what way they want to go.
Hmm. What's your favorite part of being the owner of bath tune-up?
I would say at the end of a project, the big reveal day and seeing their reaction is, makes it all worthwhile. We're really out there touching people's lives and, it's such an intimate space, the bathroom, and we spend so much time in there that, it really gets me up in the morning, to go out and help these people.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bath Tune-Up?
They can go to my website, bathtuneup.com. I'm obviously the Charleston version of that. I also have a Facebook page, Bath Tune-Up. And you can email me at designer@bathtuneup.com. And between the tune and the up is a dash. they can call me at 843-973-0238.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with James McLeod with Cloud Glassworks. How you doing, James?
I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Good. James, take a moment and tell everyone about Cloud Glassworks.
So Cloud Glassworks is a custom lighting design and fabrication company. We share two locations, one in Essex, Massachusetts, and a design showroom and fabrication area, Three Broad Street in Charleston. And primarily what we do is we work one-on-one with clients to help them realize their ideas out of glass and create illuminated sculptures and lighting projects designed for an individual's home.
Gotcha. So you're not going to find any of the custom light fixtures that Cloud Glassworks creates at one of the big box stores?
No, and that's what's kind of exciting about this for any client is that when we design something with you, that piece only exists in your home and you own it, and you know, design itself is trademarked to you.
Gotcha. So if you don't mind, you know, cookie cutter type light fixtures that you'll find in a big box store or even in a traditional lighting showroom that maybe people will pick out their light fixtures if they're building a new house or doing a big remodel. They could go to Cloud Glassworks and you folks can create these light fixtures, these one of a kind light fixtures based on their specs, or do they pick them out already off a shelf?
Sure, exactly that. So we have a couple of different ways that people end up with us and starting that conversation. So the first is that somebody who can't find exactly what they need that's on the market, that doesn't exist on the market for their space. And so say they have a 29-foot tall spiral staircase and they need a beautiful chandelier hanging down the middle of it and need it installed as well. So as you can imagine, there's it's going to be pretty tricky to find that exact specification. So that's how we work really well. Another way is that if a client is not finding what they want in the market, and oftentimes it's a very overwhelming selection of items that you'll be sifting through to try to find lighting for your home. And so for us, it's a lot easier. You know, our clients can come to us, show us the rooms that they want to work with. We can work directly with the architect or them or the general contractor. And we will just design from scratch pieces that will help sort of amplify your space and be a nice art piece for your home.
So it's the light fixtures that Cloud Glassworks create. You mentioned you call them art for your home, but they're all, it's also functional art.
Correct. Yeah, we think about it as illuminated sculpture, but really they're based off of chandelier design. So everything is functional. It's hardwired into the space. You can turn it on. We have a number of different styles of lighting we do, where some of it is integrated into the sculpture and illuminated from within. A number of our pieces have articulated lighting, meaning that the lighting is separate and you have a number of different spots that will hit the light and refract and reflect around your space. So we do all of that. We have all those conversations with our design team right at the beginning. So the main goal with every client is, okay, let's start basic. What is it you're looking for? What do you want to achieve? Are there any sources of inspiration that you have? Colors, you have a design board you're working with. If you have any of that, if you have none of that, that's fine. We can always have a starting place and work one-on-one to build it out from there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And where are you finding most of Cloud Glassworks lighting fixtures being installed in new construction homes, people building custom homes, or in remodel projects?
So it's usually either a new build or a remodel. And I think oftentimes people will remodeling their home and they want something that has a personal touch or that has a story behind it or something that they've been involved with making. So they see our, either they've been by our showroom on at 3 Broad Street in Charleston, or they've been through an art walk and come into our space or seen one of our advertisements. And we sort of, the conversation sparks from there. And the other way is that we work with interior designers, architects, and D2C with the homeowners for a completely new build. And that's a great way to begin a project because we have essentially a metaphorical big white canvas to work with that we can design the piece exactly to your space.
Mm-hmm. And just off the top of your head, can you give me some examples of like some of the types of ideas that the homeowners have come to you at Cloud Glassworks and asked you to can you fabricate this or that or anything like that?
Sure. It usually starts with some sort of inspiration that a client has seen a picture of another chandelier somewhere or lighting project. And, you know, we're very clear about this, that we don't replicate other people's work and that everybody has their own branding and identity in their work. So we can take those as a starting place. And I think part of what I do, I mean, my background is as a sculptor and a designer and an artist and glassmaker. So I do all these things. And what I'll do is I'll sit down with a client, look at the project, and the first question is, how can we make this more interesting? How can we make this something that nobody else has, that's unique, that's innovative, and ties into your home? So we have had this Kiowa project that we've been working on. It was a new build. It's a show home. The owners are, one is an interior designer, the other is an engineer and contractor, so they're building their own house finally, dream project. But they have a 30-foot tall tower building in the space that you walk up to right when you enter the home, and their vision was to have a, you know, show-stopping chandelier art piece hanging from that. So very quick, what we did was we started looking at inspiration. They brought some images in from some other projects they'd seen on Pinterest or, you know, wherever. And immediately I just started looking at, like, okay, what are the things right around us we can look at? So we started bringing in some of the plant life from their backyard, this really lush tropical images, and decided that we would have a series of these glass reeds, a couple hundred glass reeds and leaves cascading from the ceiling. So what was nice about that is you're pulling the outside into the building, and it begins this conversation about integrating with your environment.
Mm. That's nice. That's nice. That sounds beautiful. Is it completed?
Yes, we did complete it. Yeah, I think their home is probably a few months out, but we did the installation in August. And that's part of what we offer in our package as well, is we can easily pass these pieces off to somebody's contractor, but also we have a team that comes and does the entire install. Oftentimes we're working with like either challenging spaces or areas that are hard to access, or there's sort of usually something that we're trying to work around that they need our expertise for. And so that's where we come in with, you know, decades of experience and figure out how to do the, what we call rigging on these pieces and get them installed.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Can you, I know this is going to be challenging, but are you able to kind of describe or paint a picture for our listeners about maybe how some of the Cloud Glassworks light fixtures, how they appear?
Sure, like a visual description of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have sort of one category of work that is, are pieces that are illuminated from within. So they are based off of an existing fixture design. So imagine a cluster of different color, different size globes that are hanging from the ceiling. So those come in like multiple combinations of globes. It's like 3, 6, 12, 16. So it's this big sort of upside down bouquet of lights. And what the client gets to do, that's sort of a nice starting place for a piece that we remake in different ways all the time. The client gets to work on the size, or make decisions about the size, the color, the texture, the shape, and all these different things that in the end make each piece completely unique from anything else that we've made. So that's one style of piece. Another series of work that we do frequently is I create hand sculpted organic forms that are suspended and floating from the ceiling that then are lit with spotlights. So if we're trying to replicate leaves or paper or something, or the ocean or waves, something that's fluid and ethereal that is suspended in somebody's space as an art piece.
And that's, and those pieces are spotlighted. So the spotlight creates the dramatic look of the piece itself.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice. That sounds great. Do you find that your customers are buying like just one light fixture from Cloud Glassworks or multiple fixtures and using other lighting sources in other parts of the home?
You know, it goes a few different ways. I think the main areas that we frequently service are kitchen, so right over the island, doing something new and innovative for that space. Dining room chandeliers, another big one. And then we've done a lot of like entryways and multiple story stairwells. That's been a popular one recently. But in a way, we can sort of address those spaces, ways that prefabricated chandeliers and lighting can't. Mm. And oftentimes those clients will ask for a number of additional lighting pieces throughout their home. And that sort of helps tie the spaces together and make it fluid. So it's the same conversation each space is having based around this different lighting. And then some of the standard pieces, people will, you know, get market options and put regular lighting in. But we'll go in and we'll do, you know, bathroom sconces and things like that, that if it helps tie in the rest of the home as well. And some people just want one dramatic, you know, sculpture for their home mm-hmm. in one space.
So you, I'm not sure if I'm using the right terminology. You are a glass blower by trade. Is that the correct terminology?
Correct. Yeah. I'm a glass blower by trade.
Gotcha. And you, how long were you a glass blower before you sort of transitioned into creating these light fixtures for people?
Sure. I have been blowing glass for 25 years in many different iterations in studios. 5 years ago, I've been working on lighting for the last 9 years. And within the last 3 years, we pivoted most of our business to being a lighting company. And really within the last 18 months, we have exclusively been making lighting for people. So, but I've had my hand in it for a very long time. I've worked on glass blowing teams going back 18 years, and fabricating lighting for different companies. And so I've seen, the interesting thing is I've seen a very wide scope of what can be done in my field, and I've worked in a lot of different places. And so I'm bringing all of that material knowledge into our business, and I'm in all of that trade craft into our business, which is separates me from almost any other lighting designer on the market, is that I know how to design it. I know how to make it. I know how to install it. I also know how to do completely off the wall things that only a glass sculptor would know how to do rather than just a production glass blower. So it's a really nice extensive package of information that, you know, I can bring to the table.
Did you ever imagine yourself being in the lighting industry when you first started out 25 years ago as a glass blower?
So I'm not, because I don't think I thought of it exactly in that context, but some of the first work that I ever made was suspended, hanging, blown glass pieces that were what we call an art installation. And that was the type of work that I did. I was a studio artist, meaning I showed in galleries and museums, and that was where my work was exhibited. And over time, I've just started, there's a really great opportunity working with architects and working in the field of home design to showcase this type of work and have a space to show it and have the support staff and team, engineers, designers, architects, to really make it a comprehensive, challenging project.
Interesting. So these are museum quality light fixtures that Cloud Glass Works is creating then?
Correct. Yeah, we have a maker's mark on each one of them. They're cataloged. They have an addition, and they come with a certificate of authenticity. So in a way, they can be marketed, and you can pass down. We want something that is heirloom quality and can be passed down to different generations. That's sort of where we end up.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Cloud Glassworks?
So if you're in Charleston, we have a location on Broad Street, at 3 Broad Street. It's Charleston Glassworks at 3 Broad at the corner of Broad and East Bay. We have a lighting representative that's there. She's our project manager, Tori Lancaster. And she can set up appointments and meet with people. We can also walk in during our open hours. And the other ways to get a hold of us is right through the website at cloudglassworks.com. We have an introduction process where you can fill out an inquiry form, but we do also we illustrate our entire design process on that website too. So we want people to get an understanding before they walk into this what they're going to be, how they're going to be working with us, and how we can support them. So, and those are the two main ways. And give us a call. So that's how you can get a hold of us.
And Cloud is not spelled the traditional way,
yes,
like with looking up at the sky, right?
Correct. It is probably phonetically you could spell Cliod. My last name is McLeod, and this was a playoff of that word. So it's Cleod. glassworks.com.
Yeah. See, and your name is McLeod then. So it's just a play off your last name.
Correct.
Good deal. All right. Well, you can always find Cloud Glassworks within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with James McLeod with Cloud Glassworks. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.